There is a new financial regulations bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. It is still the biggest overhaul of Wall Street rules since the Great Depression, but now it's not paid for by the big banks. Lawmakers changed the measure last night to satisfy Republican senators who opposed paying for it with a $19 billion tax on big financial institutions. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from New York. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bill.
This bill seemed like a done deal, and then, of course, a supporter of it, Senator Byrd, died. Is that what's driving this change?
In part, yes. It was going to be a close vote anyway. Then they lost one supporter in the Senate. But also, Bill, right after the legislation passed the conference last week, Senator Scott Brown, the Massachusetts Republican, said he didn't like that it was paid for by a tax on the big banks. And soon after that, the other Republican senators who were expected to support the bill said they agreed with Senator Brown. So Democrats, who had hoped to pass the bill this week, took out the tax, and instead, the money to pay for the legislation will come out of some proceeds from the TARP, the bank bailout.
Yeah, now, can they do that, Jeremy? I thought any money the government made from TARP had to go toward cutting the deficit.
Well, what they did to get the support they needed to do that was they decided to end their TARP spending ability later this month. That's early because it was supposed to end in October. That move got them about $12 billion. And to come up with the rest, they're raising the amount of money banks pay into the FDIC's deposit insurance fund. One Republican senator called this budgetary smoke and mirrors, but Democrats are hoping it'll get them over the finish line, which is being pushed back. The Senate is now expected to vote on this new package after its week-long 4th of July break. The House bill could vote today.
Fascinating. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wall Street took a dive yesterday, along with the rest of the world. Let's check back in. Well, the sell-off continued in Asia today, but share prices in Europe are higher now. All this following a drop in the Dow of 268 points yesterday to 9,870. The Nasdaq lost almost 4%, and the S&P 500 hit its lowest mark since October. The Environmental Protection Agency doesn't think Texas is doing enough to keep its air clean. So today, the agency is expected to tell that state that the federal government is taking over air quality permitting for about 39 factories. From KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott reports.
What the federal government objects to most are the flexible permits that Texas issues to large plants and refineries. These allow the state to set a general limit on how much pollution an entire facility can release, rather than restricting each smokestack within a plant. Ralph Coker is a retired refinery manager who supports the Texas system, which he says allows companies to
put the best controls maybe on certain sources and less than the most efficient controls on some other small sources.
But the EPA believes each source of pollution should be tightly controlled. And today the agency is expected to tell the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, to fall in line. Tom Smith is with Public Citizen Texas, a watchdog group that is concerned about the Texas system.
Even the George Bush administration said to TCEQ, this process isn't working. And the industry has actually sued EPA saying, let's figure out what the rules are here because we're steering blind.
But Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's up for re-election in November, is expected vigorously to oppose the EPA's move. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
GPS is everywhere. Stock traders use it, farmers, it's in cell phones and cars. Now the GPS satellite system is getting an $8 billion upgrade. Instead of 20 feet, GPS users will be able to zoom in on locations within an arm's length. We get more now from reporter Sally Herships.
Who doesn't like trees? Well, to some people, like surveyors, trees can mean big problems. Say you're measuring a site for construction on a residential street lined with trees.
Which is quite scenic and beautiful, except it blocks a lot of satellite signals, sort of a curse to surveyors.
Gavin Schrock is a GPS expert in Washington. The current GPS signal can't go through trees or rocks or even a city bus. And when surveyors can't make GPS work, they fall back on more expensive methods, taking physical measurements at ground level. Schrock says the new satellites will have a stronger signal. So, he says, surveyors in his state will save $1 million a year when the new technology is available. And other industries stand to save, too.
Oh, the aviation folks, for sure.
More specific location information means more direct flight paths, which means less fuel and more money saved for airlines. Then there's mining, search and rescue.
You know, you start to add those up, we're talking billions per year.
But most of us are probably more likely to notice the new GPS technology when we're shopping. Larry Harris is CEO of Ansible Mobile, a mobile marketing company.
For retail, it's going to be pretty much the hugest thing since cash registers. I mean, you're going to actually be able to do in-aisle stuff.
Right now, if you use a GPS app on a smartphone, marketers can tell when you're within a city block. But when the new, more accurate GPS becomes available, marketers will know when you're inside a particular store. If you want, advertisers will be able to send you coupons while you shop.
And they'll be like, dude, you're back. I see you rock the floss and you really like toothpaste. Have we got a deal for you?
Harris says the new GPS system could mean billions for the advertising industry. Boeing is building the new satellites. The first was launched last month. Boeing says the rest will be sent into orbit at a rate of 2 to 3 per year. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a proofreading company in Massachusetts stands corrected. The company proofread 2 high school exams given to thousands of students last month that contained about 100 errors. The phrase turning around was changed to truning around. Instead of for God's sake, it was for God's skay. The head of the company has reviewed the tests and declared, quote, what's the problem? They look just fine. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.